This is the Laracast Snippet, episode number 9. I'm your host, Jeffrey Way. Happy 2016. You know, when it comes to New Year's resolutions, I'm not really into it that much. You know, what everyone loves to do is they go on social media and they announce this new thing they're going to do. They're going to lose weight. They're going to do this. They're going to triple their income or whatever it is. And yeah, it's really easy to create statuses, but then, funny enough, 3 weeks down the line, you never hear about it again from them. So yeah, I just try to avoid that. I don't even talk about it too much. However, one thing I do like to do when I can at some point at the beginning of each new year is I go out to lunch by myself, I bring a notebook, and I just start writing out 3 different sets of lists. And I use specific terms for this. Trust me, I know it's kind of cheesy. Don't judge me. I'm fully aware of it, okay? So I kind of want to kick my own ass when I say this, but just go with me. Okay, so the 3 terms are prioritize, incentivize, and optimize. Or in other words, you want to prioritize the things in your life that you love. You want to incentivize the things that maybe you don't love, but you need to do. And then finally, you optimize the things you hate to do. So let's work through these really quickly. In terms of prioritize. Okay, so you have a notebook. Write out the things that happened in 2015 that you really loved. And this isn't, oh, I went to this vacation destination and I loved that. No, your day-to-day work life, what are the things that you actually really enjoy doing? And I'll give you an example for myself. I really love learning new things and finding ways to teach them. Obviously, that's the main reason I ran Laracast. Even when I was creating videos and blog posts for free years and years ago, it was the same basic principle. I love learning something new and then finding a way to translate that so a huge group of people can understand it. Another thing I love doing, I love that I don't have a boss. I love that I can go to a coffee shop, put on headphones, and just stare at my laptop and code for hours at a time without interruption. For me, that's almost kind of cathartic, where it doesn't matter what else is going on in your life, you're by yourself, you have headphones on, you've shut out the world, and you can just focus on whatever product or project you're building. Those are the sorts of things that I really love in my day to day. Okay, so for you, yeah, just create a quick list, maybe 5 things that you really enjoy doing in your day to day. All right, now you're on to the next list. The heading is incentivize. And this is where you list the things that, yeah, you don't really love to do, but you need to do them, right? A good example of this is something like working out. I try to work out 3 to 4 times a week, and I definitely feel good after I've done it, but yeah, it's not something I'm passionate about. It's just something I know I need to do. And trust me, there's so many situations where I can kind of argue my way out of it. A good example for this list is anything you can kind of argue your way out of. So, oh yeah, I have too much work. I can't do that today. So yeah, working out is a really good example of that. So what you want to do is you find incentives to do those. And I've heard tons of people talk about this. For example, the Freakonomics podcast, really, really good podcast, way better than this one. If you're listening to this and not that, then you should switch the two around, honestly. But in one of their episodes, they talk about this very thing, and they give 2 ideas. One, you take the thing you need to do, but you don't want to do, like working out, and you join that with something you do love. So as an example, if you really love a TV show, set it up so that you only watch that TV show when you're working out. And that way, in your head, you begin to associate this kind of boring thing, something you have to do, you don't want to do, with, oh, I get to watch my favorite show when I do this. And you limit it so that you're not allowed to watch that unless you're at the gym. Now, another approach is you provide some kind of backlash. So if you don't work out 4 days a week, then something bad will happen. And this could be something really drastic, like every time you don't work out 4 times a week, you have to give $100 to your best friend, something like that. Or maybe something like every week that you don't do X, well, the punishment is you have to do some kind of shame tweet. The specifics don't really matter, but the basic idea is to find something where you would rather just go ahead and do the task versus what the punishment might be. Okay, so that's the second list. So we are prioritizing for the things we love. We are incentivizing the things we need to do. And then finally, this last one would be optimize the things you hate to do. And really, this is kind of the most important one. So think back on 2015 in your day-to-day, what were the things that you just always do that you hate doing? And now figure out some kind of way that you could potentially optimize it. For instance, in my situation, Just full disclosure, I don't really love answering customer support threads. It's just part of running a business. I don't have a dedicated customer support person. So that ends up being like an hour of my day currently, and I don't enjoy it. This is not me being creative. This is not me being able to learn and teach. It's just answering kind of mundane support requests. So if I were to optimize that, and this is on my list, what steps would I take to optimize that? Well, to some extent, you're always going to have customer support. But maybe I could review the most common questions that come in and figure out a number of ways that I could either automate this or, at the very least, optimize the process. Maybe the simplest optimization is just make sure you have snippets for the most common answers. This is like the 1% optimization. But another one would be, well, if you keep having the same question come in over and over, that's because you're not answering it on the site. So you're not providing enough clarity on the site, so everyone goes to customer support. Can you figure out a way to bring more clarity? Or here's another example. For various reasons, when I launched Laracast, I did not include PayPal as an option. Lots of reasons behind this. You can Google it. But the side effect of that is there's lots of people who need to use something like PayPal. They may not have a credit card in their country. So what I had been doing is saying, well, if you can't sign up through the site, you can submit a customer support ticket and we'll manually accept yearly subscriptions through PayPal. And this is kind of a manual basis. It's really annoying. I'm more than happy to do it, but kind of annoying. I have to go to PayPal. I have to submit a request. Once the payment comes through, I have to quickly run through a form to create their account. Now, trust me, this is a good problem to have, so I'm not complaining too much. But at the same time, how can I optimize this so I don't have to deal with that? If I have to deal with one or two or three of those a day, those take a number of minutes. Can I figure out a way to optimize this process? And maybe in this case, the answer is, oh, just go ahead and add PayPal support. Just take a single day, figure out their API, create a new billable option, and then just be done with it. And I can completely optimize that entire process. I'll never get another request for PayPal again. So that's what I mean when I say optimize for the things you hate. Make a list, your day-to-day, all these things that you hate doing, and figure out, is there a way that I can make this less excruciating to deal with? Or even better, is there a way to completely erase this task and automate it instead? So yeah, that's the sort of stuff I think about maybe in lieu of a New Year's resolution. Just making simple lists. Really cheesy stuff, I get it. But maybe it helps you memorize it. So once again, we prioritize for the things we love. We incentivize for the things we need to do. And then we optimize for the things we hate to do. And then, yeah, hopefully the end goal is, in 2016, you'll do more of what you love and less of what you hate.